Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's going on?
Welcome back to Dos Virgos Podcast.
Yes, thanks, guys, for coming back again. We appreciate you. Quick disclaimer. I just wanted to say that this is an opinion-based podcast, and right. It is not fact, even though sometimes we spit straight facts.
Right.
It's our facts.
They're opinion-based facts. Which.
So I don't want any emails about stuff. Okay, cool.
I will say this, though. I've been longing for some haters because I have some clapbacks all lined up. So if you're out there, I'm waiting for you, but, you know, but don't hate. Appreciate.
Support us.
Yeah.
We support you guys.
Yeah.
So, Asia.
Yes.
How was your week?
You know, it's been a good week. It's been a good week in general, I would say.
Okay.
Got some acting stuff done, which is always good. Which is why I moved completely across the country.
Oh, okay.
To do that.
From New York.
Oh, yeah. From New York City, from the Bronx.
All right.
I played Woman One.
Hey, okay.
In a bar scene, had some lines. That was cool, and it was quick. It was done, like, in 2 hours, which is great because I have things to do.
Mm-hmm.
I got cast. This is so funny to me. So I got cast as a stud lesbian.
It's the haircut you have.
It's the haircut. It's yeah. And that's for next Tuesday. I never auditioned for this role, but the guy is like, "Is your hair the same?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Great, you're casted." So I just think it's hilarious, and like, I guess we'll touch on that later. But the power of headshots. It's really amazing because he's gonna find out I am the least studiest person ever next week, but I just think it's so amazing that, like, just based on my headshot, it was like, you, this is your role.
And just to describe your hair for us,
so my hair is like, it's the color. I like to describe myself as the evil villains from Meteor Man.
Okay.
I forgot what they're called. Okay. But it's that color, like that goldish blonde hair. It's I have a side part, so I'm extra cool. It would be a reverse mullet. It's a tapered look, though.
Okay.
So the sides are short, and then I have more hair on the front, and then it's blonde, and then my hair is curly.
Yes.
So that's the look.
She's born that natural.
Yeah, so it's, like, very androgynous, like, is she or isn't she type thing, which is, you know, I love
but
it.
But she's so effeminate, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
So the fact that, listen.
But this is acting,
we're
right?
Acting.
We're acting, so yeah. That's good. And, yeah, it's been a pretty good week. I don't think I have any complaints that I can think of right now, but give me time.
Okay, cool.
Dapo. I call cool. Angie Dapo.
Hey.
But I can't even tell you why, but it literally makes no sense. How was your week?
My week was good. You know, as I've mentioned, like, I'm in that weird, like, I'm getting a lot of auditions and voiceover auditions and some really good ones, and I've gone to a lot of in-person auditions and they're going well, a lot of commercial stuff, right. So I've been auditioning a lot, waiting on that blessing of booking,
right?
So that, you know, but yeah, so that's so speaking of auditions, I had an audition today for a commercial for I won't name what the commercial was for. So I get there, and it was lots of people. You know when you show up at auditions and there's just like tons of people waiting. So I sign in, do my little doodaddle, and check in with the assistant. And then this girl, so the assistant at the time is like assigning, you know, groups to go in to audition. And a girl is like, "Are you going by audition time or when we signed in?" And she was like, "Oh, I'm going by audition time." And then she's like, "Well, my time was 10:45. So I should actually be before these people." And so she turns to the girl who the lady just assigned to go in. She's like, "What was your audition time?" Just like mad aggressive.
Right.
And then the girl is like, I don't know. Right. So I'm just like, what is happening here? So the casting assistant's like, "Oh, you know, like, listen, I'm doing the best I can. They had to wait a long time because we didn't have we were missing one person to make up the group for them to go in." So, and she's like, "Well, are you in a rush? You know, like, cause we can, I make sure you get out of here." And she's like, "Well, not really. I just want to make sure, like, you're kind of like, you're doing it right." And I'm
That's
like,
terrible.
You're not even in a rush. And you know what? Just for all auditioning, just sign in, have a seat. Mm-hmm. You know, don't, because I feel like the casting people are going to talk to her and like you're shooting yourself in the foot. So I see somebody else that I know from a previous audition. We start talking. I get distracted. Then I guess the girl is still going in on this casting assistant about, like, getting her in there and her not doing her job right. And then so somebody else, like, yells, like, you just, blah, 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 blah. Someone else yells and is like, if you would just shut up, this would go faster. And then I was just like, oh, here we go. So, like, an argument breaks out literally in the reception area for this commercial. And these two girls start arguing. And Segway, the casting assistant, turns to me and is like, hey, what role are you here for? I tell her. She goes, you're up next. And I just, like, cut. Like, mind you, I just got in there. And then the girl who stood up for the casting assistant got to go in with me. Moral of this long story is, sign in and shut up.
Yeah, be patient.
I mean, I've never been in a situation where there was an argument. And mind you, the door was open, so the casting director heard all of this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is just, like, going to lead into what we're going to talk about a little bit today. But it's just kind of like, I mean, hey, it's always a show.
I just really don't understand why she thought this was a good idea.
I don't know. And I hated it that it was a black girl.
Right.
And it was like, come on, sis.
Yeah.
I'm just like, relax. I don't care how long you've been waiting. You don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
So.
And she said she had nowhere to go, which is the crazier part. Like, you're rushing and you admit to having no place to go. What is... You need to go home. You ain't getting this role.
I know. I mean, yeah.
That's where you need to go. Just home.
Thank you for giving me the part.
Right. That's insane, just insane to me.
But besides that, my week has been pretty good. I work VidCom. I don't know if any guys know or have done that, but that was like the YouTube convention for all those YouTubers. We are not YouTubers. We're podcasters. But but it was cool. It was fun. You know, I worked for the MTV booth, so that was always a good time. So that was pretty much my week. Cannot complain.
We went to a party.
We did go to a party. We're being social. You know what? We're stretching ourselves because, you know, contrary to what you may think, we're actually socially awkward.
So freaking socially awkward.
Yep.
Stay tuned for footage.
But we went to a 90s theme birthday party.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. I missed the 90s.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was good fashion.
It was a good time. So my mother, she's like, oh, what did you... She said, did they have any of the 90s drinks?
What were 90s drinks?
First of all, I said, I wasn't drinking in the 90s, so I don't know. I said, I hope I don't know what those drinks were, mother, because I wasn't supposed to be drinking. And she's like, oh, you're right, you're right. But she said, like, rum and Coke is a 90s drink. I think that's just a regular drink.
Period. I think that's like a Caribbean drink.
Yeah, I was like, it's a drink. I don't think that's a 90s drink or whatever, so.
What is, like, Kool-Aid? Is Kool-Aid, like...
I don't even know what she meant.
I don't think people drink Kool-Aid anymore, by the way.
I hope they don't.
It's liquid poison.
Yeah. You actually use Kool-Aid to dye your hair.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, depending on your hair, obviously. But, like, if you have lighter hair.
White.
You can use Kool-Aid to dye it. Because it stains everything.
Remember the Kool-Aid man?
Yeah.
He was at VidCon.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh,
he didn't, like, rush into anything. Remember he used to rush in?
The brick wall.
But, yeah, the party was fun. We knew a few people there, so...
Yeah.
Even though we still had our little moments where we were doing our own shit. Yeah, but we had a good time.
I think it was a very good week.
Good dance moves.
Oh, yes, it was fun.
The 90s had good music.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. It was like hit after hit.
Yeah.
And like, not to, that's a whole conversation, but it was just good music. It was just good time.
We missed the music of the 90s.
Yeah.
What we're trying to say. I mean, some music today is good and some is not. Just like some music in the 90s was good and some
was not.
So what's our topic today, Asia?
Today's topic is questions creatives hate to be asked.
Ooh.
So if you're a creative, you're listening to this, I'm sure you could think of like 5 questions you could ask all the time that makes you want to roll your eyes and suck your teeth.
Yeah.
So we're going to go into some of our least favorite questions to be asked.
Yeah. And I would have to say that a lot of times this conversation comes from my family.
Yeah, I would say it's your loved ones, which makes it so awkward because they don't mean any harm. They genuinely think they're asking you this question to, like, help you in some way or to encourage you or to give you advice. And they're not. And and because it's people you love, you have to now do this thing where it's like, how do I politely tell them to mind their friggin' business? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, hey, mom, no thank you. You know, I still love you, but I don't need your advice on this topic.
Yeah, pretty much. So should we just dive into some of the questions?
Sure.
Okay, cool, cool. So what's a question that you hate to be asked as a creative? I'll say one.
Yeah, okay.
What else is it that you do?
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing!
Nothing. You know, okay, let's just go through the questions then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Because that just really annoyed me. Just hearing you ask the question annoyed me. What have you been in? Like, oh, where can I see you?
You're seeing me.
You're seeing me right here.
Let me see. Oh, I love when they say, oh, acting, I could do that.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh. Like, someone will make a joke. I could be an actress. Like, because you made me laugh.
Yeah.
You can now be an actress. Yep. Okay, fine, sure.
Come on. I mean, yeah, listen, if it's something that you can do, I mean, go for it. Do it. I'm not saying that, like, yeah, we're, like, the only ones that can do it. Yeah. But, like, the fact that you just think that there's no work or prep that goes into it, it's just kind of annoying.
Yeah.
How much is that paying?
Oh, my gosh. Nothing. It's paying with, they're going to give me a sandwich. And I might get an IMDb credit. Like,
maybe, yeah. Especially when you're starting out.
So yeah.
Don't ask us that.
Yeah. You know what? If it's paying something, I'll probably tell you because I'm excited to get paid.
Yeah.
Like, guess what? They're actually paying me this time. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of an insulting question because, you know, this is our craft. Mm-hmm. This is our art. And we want to be paid for it.
Right.
So to have to tell someone that we're not being paid for it, I think it kind of makes me feel like, it makes me feel as if I'm saying I'm not worth being paid.
Right.
But I am. But this is just how this industry goes.
Right.
Sometimes you're just not paid and that's it. But now I have to justify to a person, well, why aren't they paying you? Because that's just how it goes.
Like, yeah.
I wish I was getting paid. I didn't turn down money.
Yeah. And I just don't, like, ask anyone what they make. And, like, if I meet someone, oh, you know, it's just not something that comes up. So, speaking of family asking, I love my family. I have three brothers. I love my brother. But he said something the other day and he was like, isn't your friend on that show? So I have a friend that's on a show. He's like, isn't your friend on Beep show? And I'm like, oh yeah. He's like, well, can't she get you a job?
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, no, because she can't walk on set and be like, oh, is there an extra role here? Let me call Angie up and get it. It doesn't work that simple. And I'm just kind of like, I know that it's hard to understand what we do, especially if you do like a 9-to-5 job. Yeah. But you guys, listen to this podcast because we're going to explain to you that that is just like not how it works. I mean, there's a whole thing. She's on the show. It's already done. It's casted for the season.
Right.
You know, she just has a part. You know, she's not the casting director.
Right. She didn't cast herself in the production.
Exactly. It's not like a picnic and everybody can come and just like, oh, yeah, bring a friend, a plus one. You want to do this? No.
Right.
So I was just like, oh, okay. Yeah. No.
So, my mother, God bless her soul. she's always giving advice. One thing she does is like, she'll say, okay, so this is a true statement or question. She says, why don't you get, you should get into modeling. Mm. You should get into plus size modeling.
Oh,
and I'm like, I should just get into it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think about that. I did not think about just getting into it.
Yeah.
Let me go down tomorrow to the model agency and be like, hey, I want to do a commercial for Calvin Klein. Just cast me. No, my mom said I should get into it. I did not think about it. So, but she said it. So like, it's just like, I don't know why people think you just get into.
Yeah. You wake up and you decide I'm going to be an A-list actor.
Yeah. Or my favorite question is, why don't you do a commercial?
Oh.
Do you know that's like everyone actor's goal is a commercial?
I would love a commercial. nationwide with residuals. Of course.
Of course. Of course. I don't want to struggle.
You know, this job that I have, I would like to say this is my 2 weeks.
Exactly. And it's, I don't know, it's just the strangest thing to me that these questions make sense to these people.
And I don't get it.
So here's my thing about it. Mm-hmm. You take other jobs. Let's go with a doctor, right? Okay.
Very prestigious. Yeah,
I would never ask a doctor how many patients has he had today.
You know.
Or like, you know, and I'd be like, so who's your next patient? When's your next big gig? I would never ask a
doctor
that.
Or be like, oh, you're a doctor. I could do that.
Or I could do that. No, you can't.
Or you would be doing it.
Or I'll never tell a doctor, oh, you're a pediatrician? You should get into gynecology. I would never offer them career advice like that. One, because they didn't ask me for it. And two, it's not realistic. And, yeah. I would have to negate, like, all the realities and just, it's just so many things I have to not be thinking about to do that.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind every time I hear one of these crazy questions.
Yeah, and I think that people forget, like, what... There's a lot that goes into being an actor, if we're really going to break it down. Like, we do go to school for this, and we're constantly... Imagine a job that you're constantly going to school for, constantly preparing for every day, and we're constantly looking for jobs. So part of being an actor is we're always looking for work.
Every single day we have to submit for parts.
Every day.
Every day.
And it's just like, there's a quote by Kevin Bacon that I found, and it said that, if you're an actor, even a successful one, you're still waiting on the phone to ring. And I'm like, that was so accurate to me because, yeah. I mean, you're just like from the next job to the next job to the next job. So it's just like when you're on a show, you're already trying to find the next gig because right. they end. So it's just kind of like, I mean, submitting, rehearsals, callbacks, classes, that's all part of like our career. So it's just like, even if you're not seeing us on a show, you don't see like the tons of work that we do behind
the scenes. Yeah, we're still doing stuff. We're still, like I said, attending classes.
Yeah.
Trying to promote ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's a whole thing in itself. Trying to improve.
Meet people, network.
Yeah, getting new headshots.
Yeah.
Because sometimes ones you have don't even work.
Yeah.
By working, I mean people are not casting off your headshots. They don't want to see you because something in your headshot is not intriguing or exciting, or it's just like a picture of you and it's like, I don't care who this person is. Like, all that is the things I'm working on.
And how many auditions do we have to go to before we even book one role? So it's just kind of like, it just...
And sometimes for the same project, they audition you many times.
That's true.
Which is also exhausting to keep going back and then to be told, you know, no thank you, but I'll see you next time.
Yeah, I mean, I personally have been put on a veil and then released like the day before they were supposed to film with me. So it's just kind of like, you know, you're so close to getting a check, and then it's just like, well, just not even the check, but you're so close to like being able to like produce your work and have your and do what you've been called to do or whatever, and it's just kind of like, you know, the rug is like ripped out, and that's part of it. So you really have to have resilience and like a strong support system and stuff like
that.
And
I think so when your family is asking you like what's next or how long are you going to be doing this for?
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's like my career.
Yeah.
How long will I be doing my career for? Exactly. I assume forever.
I hate that question.
Like that's crazy.
Like I went to whole college for this.
Right. I have a degree. Somewhere there's a degree that says I mastered this or I came close.
Yeah. Just like, okay. I just would never. So I did some quotes. So I'm going to share some more quotes that I found. Okay. Gina Davis said, if you risk nothing, then you risk everything. And I think that's part of like what we're doing. I mean, we have all the eggs in the basket. I mean, we definitely moved from New York to LA.
Yeah.
We were very secure in New York.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So speaking of that, the other day, one of my friends calls me and she's like, what are you doing? Like, in the moment, what are you doing? This is how I took the question.
Okay.
Right? And I said, I'm driving. I drive Lyft. That's like my money-making job at the moment. And she's like, oh, are you still acting? And I was like, yes. Did you mean what I'm doing with my life or at the moment? Because if I would not be driving, I would not be a cab driver in California. I didn't leave like my full-time career job to be a cab driver in California. I'm acting. Yes. I did not quit the passion that got me here within 5 months to just be a cab driver. And it was just like, did you think before you asked me that question?
Yeah.
or like what happened? Where what happened there that you thought to yourself, she's driving a cab. She must quit her dream as well. Like, I don't know why that makes sense to people.
Why would that be like a logical step? Like, especially you said 5 months after you've arrived here, it's like, oh yeah, you know what? Forget this acting thing. You know what? I could really do this.
Yeah. I could drive Lyft forever. I can't.
Yeah. You know, driving Miss Daisy, I could be driving everybody.
Yeah. And then I told her that, and she's like, well, no, I'm making sure you stay focused. No,
I don't need you to help me stay focused.
That's, I don't need it. But like, it's like, do you really think I need that from you to help me stay focused? What part of anything makes you think I need you to help me stay focused?
My internal fear of failure.
That's what I need.
Me from,
I don't know. So that just like annoyed me, because it's like, I don't know. Again, it goes back to like, are you even thinking?
Mm-hmm.
To ask me that question.
That's quite shocking. You guys should have seen my face when she was just saying that, because it really just, yeah, got to my core.
I actually have a quote.
Yeah.
Based on that.
Oh, you have a quote?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. We're quoting it up today.
Yeah,
okay.
It's by Mr. Bernard Williams. He's an English.
Oh, Bernie.
Bernie.
Okay, cool.
You know Bernie.
I do.
He is a moral English professor, and he said, unsolicited advice is the junk mail of life.
Boom!
And I really felt that, because this is like, well, thank you for sharing your opinion with me that I did not want, that I do not need. I will now throw it out the window, and our day will continue. And I'm just like, and people do it so much. It's mm-hmm. so much advice being given that you did not ask for at all. But more importantly, that's not helpful. Because I think definitely you meet someone and they're like, oh, you should do this. It's like, oh, thank you. But it was helpful advice.
Yeah.
So I feel like some people, they're just talking. They don't even, they're not thinking like, what's happening with, what are the words you're saying?
Right.
Are they useful?
Think before you speak. And I think a lot of times we need support. Just like, you know, if you're going to say something supportive. Sometimes we don't want to talk about our career.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe just call us and talk about other stuff, because we're so drenched in, like, acting that some fresh conversation would be much more appreciated.
Yeah,
refreshing. You know, so I think that's definitely. So, when I was doing VidCon, I asked, you know, like, a couple people. And one of them, he's, like, a writer, a screenwriter, and he was saying that one of the questions that he does not like to hear is, like, how long did it take you to do it from start to finish, mm-hmm. as far as... Because his thing was, like, he wrote a screenplay, and it took him about 3 weeks. So he said that a lot of times when people hear that it took you such a short time to produce some content, they think it's not good.
Okay.
And it's just like, well, you don't know what anyone's creative or artistic process is, mm-hmm. you know? So, like, just don't cast judgment on, like, just from what people tell you on, like, the quality of someone's work,
right.
you know? So just like our careers take a very long time sometimes, unless you're like, you come, you know, some people just come and it's like, boom, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. Mm-hmm. And some other careers, you know, like, look at Morgan Freeman.
They have to marinate for many years.
You know, but that chicken tastes good when it's done.
Mm-hmm.
It's well flavored and seasoned.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like I'm a good marinating breast right now.
Right.
You know?
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Angie is such an inspiration to me.
Ah!
And I tell her this all the time. I don't know if she believes me or not. But, like, I really respect the fact that, like, this girl has never quit acting since ever. She just did it. Like,
I'm insane also.
She just, like, kept going through after college. Like, she just always... I mean, she pretty much runs the Discovery ID channel. I don't know if I can name an actual channel. If I can't, please don't sue us. We're poor. We can't afford to... You can't afford legal battles.
You will get nothing if you sue us.
Just your time wasted. But no, she's done so many things, and I just really appreciate that. Like, I respect that, rather, of, like, her ongoing hustle. It's amazing. It's very inspiring.
You guys.
And guess what I never did? Gave her some advice. Like, Angie, maybe you should try for another channel. What do I know about it? Nothing.
You know? She's been supportive.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
If someone, here's the thing. People, not everyone, if they want your advice, most times they'll ask for it.
Yeah.
So it's not a situation where it's like, well, how do I know when not to do it?
Yeah.
Well, did they ask for it? They didn't ask for it. Huh. Maybe they didn't want it. Like, that's, it's kind of clear.
Very true.
When you don't have to give it.
Yeah. I agree. And then also, think about the person that's giving the advice. Like, if I'm going to seek advice, it's going to be from somebody that, you know, is in what I'm doing and well into it. I'm not asking the mailman because you can't help me, bro. Like, I'm going to ask, like, someone that's been in the game for a while. Like, if I meet, like, you know, Morgan Freeman, because I said him before. Yeah. Like, give me some advice. Right. Not my friend Tanisha.
Right.
Girl, you can't help me.
Like, I love my mother. I love her. But she is...
What role is your mother did?
She played the role of my mother for many years.
A recurring
role as my mother. But outside of that, she had a guest star as my brother's mother as well.
Oh.
But besides those two roles, like, that's it. I mean, she's the star of her life.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I don't need your advice. And not because I don't love you, it's because you can't help me.
Yeah. You could be my mom.
Be my mom.
And that's all I really need from you.
Yeah, when I moved to California, so I had to buy a refrigerator because they don't supply them for you.
What is that?
Very strange. You know who I called?
Who?
My mother. I said, how do you buy a refrigerator? And
that's
she said, you got to measure it. You got to do this. She was on it. Yeah. I asked for advice from someone I knew would have it, and she gave it to me, and it was wonderful.
Exactly. Solicited advice.
It was perfect. It was a seamless situation. I'm not asking her about how I get into modeling.
No.
Because she does not know.
She didn't model.
She didn't model.
Maybe she remodeled a home.
She is actually remodeling her home.
There we go.
But that's it.
So if you ever need decor advice.
I'm calling my mom.
Actually, you do call her a lot to decorate and
I
stuff.
Do.
You know, she actually comes up with some good stuff, let me tell you.
But when it comes to the industry, she's not Mm-mm. that well-versed. And that's okay, because that's not her role in my life.
So she could stay in that lane.
She could just stay in that lane. Just, you know, drive in your lane.
And we mean that with all the love, Mom.
All the love and respect.
All the love. So, you know, she's probably listening. She will troll us.
I mean, no, we have this talk a lot because I do tell her, like, sometimes when I call to vent, I'm just calling to vent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to respond or even try to fix it.
And that's,
like, my personality is like that. Like, I don't always want people to give me an answer.
Right.
I just want you to hear me out.
Right.
If an answer comes up, fine, but I just want you to hear me out first. So we have that talk all the time. I'm like, just listen to me. I didn't call you to ask you what help. I just need you to listen right now.
No, for sure. Yeah, and another quote. So I'd like to say that the gratification comes from the doing and not in the results.
Yes.
James Dean.
Oh.
He was an attractive.
Very attractive.
White man. Yeah. Anyway. but yeah, I mean, basically, we just want people to just support your friends that are artists. And just understand that there's a lot behind the scenes that happens that you're not privy to.
Yeah. And just be more aware of your language.
Yeah.
Because it's just so important.
Yeah.
So, speaking of language, I don't know why. Okay, so a friend of someone I used to date and was friends with.
Ooh. Someone that you used to date.
The person is a friend someone I used to date and also be friends with.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. So he left me a message on Instagram the other day.
Okay.
And it said, you cute, whatever. And then it said, loving the new and improved you. Right? Hmm. Yeah, right?
I feel like that's loaded.
Yes, exactly. And like, and this is talk about language for a second. I don't know if people know how words work sometimes, because he could have stopped loving the new you, period, right? But once you add the "and improved you," you're suggesting that the old me was trash. And perhaps you didn't love the old me.
Right.
And now, I don't think he meant any offense by the statement. I really don't think that. I don't think that's what happened. I'm like positive there wasn't any ill will or any, like, you know, loadedness on his part.
Okay.
But it's just so important that we just, like, and maybe, I don't know if it's a woman thing. I don't know if it's a Virgo thing. I don't know. But just take the time to examine the string of words that we use.
Yeah. Because we will dissect that and break that up and try to figure that out.
Yeah, because I read the statement and I immediately, like, was like, huh. Interesting. And it's like, you know, I ran it by several people and they're like, oh, I see what he means. Yeah. But it's like, I hate having to see what people mean. Mm-hmm. I like to be clear. Mm-hmm. I think I personally like to speak very clearly to people. I don't like things up to interpretation. Mm. Because things can be misinterpreted.
True. And I mean, I've known you for quite some time. I don't feel like you're much different than... I mean, what? You dyed your hair? I don't know.
I guess dyed some hair, lost some, like, moved to California.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that's just natural life.
That too, yeah. So the comment, this is the thing about the comment. It was like, well, of course I am new and improved, but I also feel like that's life. Like, you should, as you get older, progress.
You should evolve.
Yeah, that's part of life. You should evolve. But I don't think you should ever knock who you were.
Yeah.
And if you knock who you were, fine, but no one else should knock who you were. That's where it really goes wrong. Like, when someone else is like, you know, because that statement pretty much sounds like, you look so much better now. Your life is so much better because you were shit before.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, damn, I didn't realize you thought that about me.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think that's what he meant, that's just how the statement can be interpreted.
How did you respond?
LOL.
Lol.
Lol. That's it. I think I sent a GIF. Like, that was it. Like, there's not much to say to that. But yeah, I just wanted to just talk about words and advice and just be careful with your words.
For sure.
And I think especially for creatives, is be careful with us because we're fragile.
We get beaten up every day.
Every day. Like, do you know what it's like to, like, prepare for an audition, go in, and never hear a word back?
My PTSD is about to kick in.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that too. Have you heard back from the audition yet? Have you heard back?
No!
No, I didn't hear fucking back. Excuse my language. I didn't hear back because they didn't want me.
Yeah, if we book it, we will tell you. Yeah, trust me, we will be so excited to tell you. But if we audition and we don't tell you about it, we didn't get it.
We didn't get it. Don't ask me, did you hear back yet? No.
Yeah.
I didn't.
And then they
chose somebody else who wasn't me. And I don't want to talk about it. You psycho.
There's always that awkward silence when you tell them no, you didn't hear back. And they're just like,
Right, because then, now what do they say? Well, you'll get the next one.
Yes, that's it.
Will I get the next one?
Yeah, how do you know?
I might not get the next 10, honestly. the next 15 might not go to me. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think that's when the quote you just said about, to re-quote.
Yes.
The gratification comes in the doing, not in the results.
Yes.
And that's like... I think we're like learning to take joy in getting auditions. Like, yeah, that's in itself is an amazing part. I know definitely for me, in New York, I had a full-time job, so I couldn't submit to a lot of things because it had to be worth it, quote unquote, worth it to me to audition for anything.
Sick pay.
Yeah, exactly. to call out.
Yeah.
Here, because I do drive Lyft, my day is my day. I make my own schedule.
Yeah.
So I'm able to submit for a lot more things. And with that comes more auditions.
Yeah.
And auditions are also like, practice and school. It's all part of, like I said, part of the process.
For sure.
Because I get to go in and meet people and audition people, and they see me and they like me, they don't like me, and, you know, take direction and, you know, it's a whole thing. But all this is to say, just be careful with us.
Please.
Because.
Handle with care.
Yeah.
Fragile.
Right.
You know?
Like, this is our, we are our business. We are, our entire bodies are our business.
We are independent entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's hard being told no, like, a lot.
Yeah.
It's even, you know what? And even, I don't even feel like we hear a lot of no's. We hear silence. True. So imagine.
Silence, like. Like that.
Like that. Yes. Like, that's even worse, I feel, because if you go to an audition, or no, let's take it out of acting. I don't know. Let's say you go to your manager and you're like, hey, here's my presentation about how the fiscal year can be different if only we raise the margin by 10%.
Okay.
Right? And your manager goes, no, I don't like it. Go back and raise it by 13% and give me those numbers.
Yeah.
It's very clear what you need to do.
Yep.
Go back. 13% margin, fiscal year is done. It's very clear. Versus, hey, I'm auditioning for you. there was not much direction on how you want this part done.
Yeah.
I made it up myself. Did you like it? And then? Done.
That's it.
So imagine what that must be like to, you know, this is for the non-creatives. Imagine never hearing a response. You know what it's like? It's like when you send your boyfriend that long text message.
Yeah.
And he goes, K.
Or worse, you see the bubbles, like he's about to type, yeah, and then they go away.
Exactly. That's what this shit is like. In case you need, I don't know, in case my fiscal example was a little too much, that's what it's like.
Oh, my God.
Being left on red. You done told this dude how you feeling him. How you want to see him, you left on red. That's what it's like. Being an actor is being like left on red 90% of the time.
That is a perfect example. I love that. Quote that. Give us credit, though.
Thank you, please.
Please. Okay. So we have some exciting things happening that we just want to talk about.
Yes.
So we will soon have our email set up, so you can definitely like email us and troll us. Let me stop. I don't want to put that energy out there.
Right.
Our Instagram is coming.
Yes.
Also, so
soon
we'll be
soon come.
So we're gonna have like little video snippets and stuff like that. Yeah. So we're excited about like a couple more things coming up. But you know.
Yeah, we want to keep you guys in the loop. We want to, I guess, tackle multiple platforms because this is a very digital age, and
it is. You know,
you gotta be all up in it.
Yeah. So, hey, I think this was episode 3. Yeah, all right, guys. You know, thanks for tuning in again.
Thank you.
Ah.
I really hope you're laughing. I hope so.
I mean, because we laugh.
This laughter here is genuine.
It really is.
We're dying over here. So I really hope you're in your car or you're like, I don't know, cleaning something.
As I clean my bathroom to podcast sometimes.
Oh, do you?
I do.
I can see that. Yes, that's
yeah, I put a speaker. I just listen. I just, you know, season the tub
with
some
comment. Yes, you have to.
You know, you got to season the tub.
Yeah. By the way, this is unrelated, but kind of related. I hate the tubs with the sliding doors.
Oh, I think I had it.
I hate it.
Oh, yeah.
That's how mine is also.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's a fly.
In my eyeball. I like to, like, get damn near in my tub when I clean it.
Me too. And you can't really maneuver.
You can't. You have to, like, it's really hard to get everything with the sliding door.
It is.
That's all.
Cause you know when you have the little the shower curtain,
yeah,
you can really just flip that hoe up.
Yes, exactly. You get everything.
Then you can change the lining.
Yes, but it's very important to me changing the lining.
Ugh.
With the doors, I have to get inside the shower and spray the doors and close myself in the door and pray I don't pass out in the time it takes to scrub the doors on the inside.
I just am not happy with like the whole like setup anyway. I can't wait to get something else going as far as that. Man, yeah.
I said, LA, why do you have why are your bathroom sinks not in your bathrooms?
What is that? You know, that is strange. And then why sometimes is it like a one bedroom or whatever? And then it's like the bathroom, like the guest has to come into your like private bathroom space, your private bedroom space, like wash their hands and stuff. And then it's just weird.
It's a very weird setup, LA. It's like hotels. I don't know. Like,
it is.
It's very strange.
That and a no refrigerator.
Some no stove.
And then you want to charge all that money.
One place legit showed me a hot plate and like one of those college refrigerators. And I was like,
How much is the rent? You remember?
Like $200.
You are bugging.
I was like, excuse me? What? I can't live here.
That's like a guy would take that.
I think so. I think they're actually, like, they have some things called bachelors.
Yeah.
Which are, I hope, only for men. Because I can't imagine.
Men that don't cook.
Yeah.
And order takeout. I'm hungry. Anyway, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
We'll holler at y'all at the next one.
Bye.
Bye.